The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
You can't beat a catch up with the Rush Hour, and you can't beat Dan Murphy's prices. They have the lowest liquor prices guaranteed.
If it was a Quokka's birthday over the weekend, that big tourism thing, all Quokka's had their birthday on the 15th. And this morning on the Brekkie Show, they had a Quokka call in, Barry the Quokka. We're going to relive that moment in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. But right now, if you listen very, very carefully, can you hear that? What is that? Slowly getting louder. It sounds like sleigh bells. Because if you check your calendar and count all the days between now and the end of the year, you would see that it is exactly 100 days until Christmas. Felt like yesterday, but no, it's on its way. 100 days, the countdown is officially on. It happens every year. It catches me out every single time. How quickly it comes by, how quickly time is flying. And right now on 133353, I want to know, I want to put the question out there. Have you finished your Christmas shopping already? Slash, there's two things I want to know. Have you finished your Christmas shopping already? Slash, do you have Christmas decorations up? I'm not sure if I'll get a single caller. I am just curious. I just want to put the question out there.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Have you finished your Christmas shopping? Christmas. Seemed like yesterday, but it's actually 100 days today until Christmas 2019. So the countdown is on. You might spot in Coles and Woolies that all the Coles stuff, all the Christmas stuff is starting to appear. So I want to know if there's anyone out there, anyone in Perth who is so organised, or just so much loves Christmas that they've already finished all their Christmas shopping. Denise in Les Murdie, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. I have nearly done most of my Christmas shopping. I have 7 nieces and nephews, and they're all done. And one niece has a little baby, so he's done. I have 4 kids. My youngest is done, but I've got the 3 elder ones to do, and then I'm done.
Denise, why did the nieces and nephews get a run in the birthday present buying before your very own children?
Because they're easier.
Did you get them a couple of scratchies?
Yeah, no. I don't do scratchies, I don't do money, and I don't do deodorants.
Oh, so that means you actually invest time and effort into each individual present.
Yes. We don't spend a lot of time with each other these days. So my theory is Christmas time, you know, and all the kids are around about the same age. So I think, well, what I get for one girl, I get for all the girls. And what I get for one boy, I get for all the boys.
Yeah, that way it prevents fighting and sort of, you know, trading amongst the nieces and nephews.
It's just easier.
Yeah, it is. Denise, that's good. All right, so just about there, the nieces and nephews got the go-ahead before her own kids. But let's check in with Anne-Marie in Helena Valley. Anne-Marie, how are you going with the Christmas shopping? 100 days out from Christmas.
Yep, all done.
All done?
All done.
100%?
Yep, absolutely.
Kids, extended family, in-laws,
my
parents?
Children, my grandchildren, my in-laws, my niece and nephews, my husband, my mum and dad, all done, all ready to go.
Wow. And so how long has it been organised? Are you just on your way back from the shops now with a bootload?
No, on my way home from work. I've been doing it like since the beginning of the year, since Christmas finished. I start collecting stuff and putting stuff aside and work out what they're having, and I wrap them up and I number them when I know who they're for, and then I stick them in a blanket box, and I hide my exercise book somewhere else. So I've done that when the kids were little as well, so that if anyone finds it, they don't know whose present is whose, and then I put their names on them to see.
Anne-Marie, you might be the most organised person in Perth.
It's better to be, especially when you're working, you've got to be organised.
Yeah, I even love the way that you can throw them off, that you number it, so that even if they find the stash, you can be like, well, it's not for you.
Well, when my children were little, they used to try and look for the boxes and that would be hidden.
Oh, yeah. Every kid does that, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. So they would look for their names and they would accidentally get opened or ripped. So I just started numbering them and writing the name in the exercise book, so who it belongs to, and then I would hide my exercise book. So it makes it harder to find.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
We are brought to you by Dan Murphy's. This final season, picking a winner will be tough. Anyone could beat anyone, but no one will beat Dan Murphy's prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Yesterday, September 15, was the first ever birthday of Quokkas. A few weeks ago, it was announced that the tourism minister said September 15 every year, it's going to be Quokka's birthday. We're going to invite everyone over to Rottnest. Well over 1,000 people went yesterday and partied with our little selfie-taking native animals. And this morning on The Big Breakfast, Clezzy, Matt and Kimber were joined on the phone by an actual Quokka. Barry the Quokka called in to let him know how things got, how big the party was.
Everyone was in the mood to party, man. We had, like, celebrities were there, like Adrian Barrich, and it was hectic, eh? And there was so many people dropping food and stuff, and I was just imbibing. I was so trolled, I sent a pouch pic to Chris Hemsworth. Oh, no, what was I thinking?
Oh, Thor would have loved that, Barry. Hey, Barry, be honest, mate, did things get out of hand?
Yeah, it got totally large, eh? Someone posted on Facebook and the Strickland Bay Quokkas came down to the settlement and the Thompson Bay boys were not happy, eh?
Oh, is there a Quokka gang problem on Rottnest?
Oh, big time. You know? It's all about territory, who's got the best rubbish bins and stuff. Yeah. Could have got really ugly, but I stopped and I said, guys, what the Quokka are you doing, you know? There's heaps to go around for everyone. That Chinese family over there just gave me like a whole pie. Everyone chilled out. It was totally lit.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, Barry, happy birthday for yesterday and every September 15 going forward. Barry Quokka.
Yeah, party on.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
But now, if you're having trouble falling asleep at nights, well, IKEA is here to help. I mean, it's not enough that they've nailed cheap home furnishings and meatballs that may or may not have horse in it. They're also here to help you with your sleep. It has created a slow TV channel with real-time footage of a ship voyaging across the high seas for 14 days to Australia. So this is that slow TV movement that has been gaining momentum. If you get through all 336 hours of the ship moving, you will be treated to the ending where it arrives in port and you can watch the new IKEA products being unloaded in Australia. 336 hours. Who needs to sleep for that long? What are we, hibernating? But anyway, this slow-moving TV thing is a real thing. SBS have done those train journeys. So I am nothing if not a bandwagon jumper. So this, for the very first time, I'm going to try slow radio. You know, it's commercial radio. It's usually very loud. I'm usually yelling at you. There's a lot of action going on. So let's slow down and do some slow radio. So the IKEA one, you see them shipping some IKEA products here. You're just going to hear me planning for the next break. I'm just going to be doing what I normally do when the microphones are off, when the songs are playing. Hopefully the backup tape doesn't kick in. If you do suddenly hear Queen or Bon Jovi, then you know that's what's happened. Anyway, here we go. Slow radio. Shot through the heart and you're too late. Okay. No, thought that might happen. Slow radio doesn't work.
The Rush Hour.
While you were busy listening to The Rush Hour, Dan Murphy's were busy beating prices on drinks around the country.